This is My Strange Addictions.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions. Today I'm joined with Anne Hart. She has over 500,000 likes on TikTok. Welcome. And I'm sure of millions of views. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. I feel like we haven't talked to each other in such a long time.
I know.
So I feel like we have to talk about Wizard 101. We definitely like need to talk about it a little bit because you know what? We were both obsessed with it.
We were.
So first of all, when did you first start playing it?
I first started playing a couple years back, probably when I was like 10. I had this vivid memory of my brother downloading the game and I really wanted to get it. So I have this vivid memory of me before church, like on my dad's laptop, downloading Wizard 101 and setting up my wizard and doing all this.
Exactly. Stuff. Okay, exactly. What house were you?
Okay, I think the first time I did it, I was life.
Okay.
I liked life.
Right.
Then I kind of switched. I switched to Storm and I've kind of been playing Storm. Storm is elite. I feel like Storm is just...
Listen,
so powerful.
Storm is like the bad boys and bad girls, like the the baddies. And like, okay, listen, I admitted this last episode, but I have to admit, when I first took the test, I got...
Oh no.
guess what I got?
Did you get balance?
Listen, it wasn't my fault. And so I wasn't gonna have that. So I retook the test. And I got life, and I stuck with life.
Okay, as usual. I mean, I think I took the test. I think I got life, but I pushed over, and I also play Myth as well. Myth is
okay. Yeah. Okay. Myth is like such a weird one, cause isn't it like the like? It's weird. It's like, okay.
No, I like Myth.
No, like I like it. Like I like people that play Myth, but it's just like, what are you doing? Like, it's kind of a weird type. Like, what's the thing? Like,
Yeah.
All the types, like, life is healing. Storm is, like, just damage. Like, what is Myth? Nothing.
Yeah, Myth is just very in between.
Yeah. So, did you ever get a membership?
No, I never did. I begged.
What? Oh, my God.
I begged my parents. I begged. Because you can't get past Firecat Alley. You just can't.
You can't if you can't.
And it would drive me crazy. And I was like, please, can we get memberships? Please, Mom. And then... she would be like, no, you can't. And because
rude,
because for a lot of games we like play them for like, we have like obsessions with them for like no more than 2 months, and then it's like kind of over with. So my mom was like, I'm not spending money on a game that you play for 2 seconds and then are done with. So.
Well, I got a membership and
lucky ass. And wait, can I post?
I bleep it, so you're good.
Okay, lucky ass.
So before we get into everything else, we probably should just rank the schools.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Wait.
All right, I'm gonna go bottom. We should name them. Okay, so there's life,
there's
death.
Fire, there's death. There's ice. Myth.
Storm.
And balance.
I think
we named them all.
Did I say life? Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah. I think. Okay, oh, there's... and there's also like sun, moon, and... Oh, but you never got there. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, I never got there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think top is storm.
Okay, my brother would agree with you, but I'm going to have to say, I had an obsession for death.
Yeah, my brother's had an obsession with death too.
No, not like with death school, not with like actual, because listen, listen, they were just like the cream of the crop. Yeah. Like no, I just like they were cool. They like had their own weird school.
Like their school was so cool. Like there was
Under that waterfall. Like, okay.
Oh yeah, I always tried to get into that, but I couldn't because I didn't have a membership, but whatever.
Yeah, it was really cool in there.
Okay, so your number one is death. Okay,
my number one is death for sure.
Okay, my number two is life. Oh, no. Okay. My number two is myth.
Okay, and your number one is storm?
Yeah.
Okay, I would say my number two, I guess I'm going to have to go with life. Even though it's boring, it's like a good sign.
Yeah.
And then my number three is Fire. I really like Fire All of a Sudden.
Yeah.
Recently really been liking Fire, even though I haven't been
Oh, yeah.
playing.
My brothers like Fire too. That like Fire and Death are their top. But I'd say my third one is Life. It go yeah, Storm, Myth, and Life are my top three. And then I'd say my fourth one. Ooh, my fourth one is Death.
My fourth has got to be Myth because I can't just not have Myth up there. And then fifth, Storm.
Fifth,
But
fifth
I don't dislike
Fire
Storm.
for me.
Oh, Fire, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people hate Fire's kind of boring. And then sixth, listen, I hate Ice. I hate Ice.
Yeah, they're pretty weak, not gonna lie.
Literally the Leos of Wizard 101. I'm over it. I hate them. But I hate Balance more.
Yes,
Because they're like
balance.
the Libras. They're like the Libras. That's it.
You don't like Libras?
No.
Weirdo. Oh my gosh, I get along so well with
I
Libras.
can't. Well, I do too until I don't.
I know what you mean, though. I know what
Yeah.
you mean. Okay.
Okay. So my bottom has got to be Balance, and then
Yeah,
second to
bottom is
bottom.
balance, and then like my sixth would be ice.
Same, same. Cool. Well,
There you have
if you
it.
guys wanted a little more on Wizard 101, there it was. So I feel like maybe we should talk about how we met. So
Oh my gosh,
basically, guys, when I went to New York, my first period was well, both of our first periods were double periods.
humanities.
What?
Humanities.
Humanities. Our teacher loved us.
Oh my gosh. Our teacher hated us. He put us in the
Hated.
back corner. He's like,
Okay, that was by chance. That was literally by chance. So he oh, our teacher No, at the beginning of the year I was sitting, we were both in like the middle of the
middle, in
class,
the middle
and
front.
then he moved everyone and we ended up in the back right of the class sitting next to each other, and then we just became friends.
Yeah, it was
And I feel like, yeah.
but I feel like we got along pretty well like in the middle, and then that's when we started like bothering the rest of the class and the teacher because we would just like talk
Yeah.
constantly and we would mess around with Sadie and Jordan.
Okay.
And then he was like, I cannot deal with these bitches. Like, I'm putting them in the back corner. So.
Okay, I had Jordan on. I think it'll only be a few weeks ago when this comes up, but like we were just talking about how when that one time when we had a test and I raised my hand and I was like, I don't know what's happening. None of us know what's happening.
So mad.
He
He's
cursed
like
out
cursing at us.
the class.
And we both got like 99s on that test. I don't know
I
how. I don't know
know.
how.
I
No one knew
don't.
about
I
it.
don't know how. And then yeah, so we sat together and then I feel like at some point we started drifting a little bit.
We did
Like,
start drifting because I
yeah.
got because then I had like rehearsals and stuff, and
Yeah.
then yeah, and I had like stuff to do, and I was yeah, we just started drifting, and then we never really got to say
Yeah.
goodbye
Right.
because of
And
COVID.
I feel like the new year hit and we were still together in our seats. And then I knew like she was in the school musical, which was like pretty serious at that school, especially. So like you were always doing, and I was in a show too. I was in like
Yeah,
Ray's
you were doing a
play.
show with all the drama kids,
So we
so.
just drifted and then March hit. And obviously I didn't get to say goodbye to anybody because we didn't know the school was ending. And then that was
Yeah.
it. That was
Yeah,
it.
that was it.
And yeah, Corona.
It just
We
happened.
are our class was awful. Like the
On your
humanities class.
class? Yeah.
Yeah, like we didn't really do anything, and then we had this like one project that I turned in like the last day of school.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we didn't do any Zooms. We went on like one Zoom. I miss you, remember?
Yeah. I miss her.
Oh my gosh.
Do you ever see those TikToks about like stereotypical like English teachers and like things they do? Like she did every single one of them. I
Yes.
mean, I love her, but like she did.
Yeah, we had like one Zoom for that class, and then he would just like give out assignments like every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I mean, it was more than my math teacher. I only had two assignments for the rest of math that year.
Oh yeah, because you had like a weird math teacher, right?
Yeah. Very odd.
Is your like school better? Does that make sense? Are your classes better at your
They're
school?
worse
They are.
because now they're taking it serious, so like everything's hard. It's annoying. And like grades matter again, like all that stuff. So yeah. Annoying. So rude.
Well, your old school and my school are so like lax. They don't.
Oh, really?
We don't do anything. Remember in humanities, we literally just laughed all like the entire class. Like,
and that was in class.
Yes, we didn't do anything. We still don't. Like, I rarely get any work. I only get work in like Spanish. But
oh my God. I really liked that humanities class, but then I started not liking it at the end. I was like annoyed. I was annoyed every time I went because I felt like it was just so long. It just kept going every single day. Just yeah. 2 hours. So oh, much. Yeah. So, and he kept like repeating the same things. Like I feel like he like forgot the curriculum or something.
Yeah. That teacher is also just like, he also never showed up. Can we just talk about that? He
made oh, right. Up. Oh my like, God. The subs we had in that class.
Remember that time that we went down to Miss up in that class and we just didn't like we were like we said some bad shit like oh yeah she's like she's cursing at us like she's being really mean to us like she's throwing shit at us
oh I yeah
oh. And none of that happened we just lied because we don't like the substitute.
Oh wait. Oh my God, we're gonna get canceled.
Yeah, we're gonna get canceled.
And then like okay, and then during quarantine we started doing TikToks. When did you your so basically your friend had a viral TikTok that was about you and you made one replying to that went viral? Walk me through.
Oh, is this about Lil Pissy?
Yes.
Okay, so basically yeah, my friend Juliet, she posted because there's this like trending audio and it was uh-huh. like I guess I'll just piss on the floor. And I'm notorious for pissing my pants. So my friend Juliet put a bunch of videos of me pissing my pants alongside this audio and she uploaded it. And it got a lot of like traction. And people were being like kind of mean. Like some, like half they of people were being like main character energy. Like,
yeah. Yo. Oh yeah. Cause that was the time of like when main character was like big.
Mm-hmm. And then the other half were like, this is fucking disgusting. Like, I hope we got her permission for this. Like, who, like, does she need a diaper? Like, being so mean. I was like, it's just a joke. Like,
it's a joke. Except. Like,
oh. Oh, maybe I can, like, make, like, a platform off of this. Like, maybe this can be my thing, like, a little pissy.
Yeah.
So then I duetted it. I duetted the video. I did my thing. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, a little pissy. I went live. I was like, yeah, guys, I'm a little pissy now. And then I was going to start posting, like, content like that. Like, the day yeah. after, they get, like, pissed on the ground because we couldn't find a bathroom. And my friends, like, filmed that. And I tried uploading it. But then TikTok just kept on taking my videos down. And I was so That's mad. Annoying. I tried, you know, like, gaining, like,
an influence yeah
and then they just kind of took down all like my videos and then I remember this one person commented and was like does she even know how to use a toilet and then like I did like the thing where you can like
reply
the comment and I did like and I was gonna put videos of my friends walking in on me on the toilet. I don't know why I have so many of those and I was gonna and I uploaded that so many times and TikTok just kept taking it down
rude. Rude. That literally sucks. You would have been the next unproblematic Tanamojo.
Oh my gosh. Can we just call the Tanamojo right now?
Have you what is happening?
And then Francesca, that bitch. I don't know.
Wait. No, isn't it Mindy? Isn't it Mindy?
Oh, Mindy. No, Bella Thorne just wrote a song about Tanamojo.
Wait, I thought it was her ex from wasn't it that guy that wrote a
no,
so but she just got two songs about her?
Yeah, no, she, yeah, in her video, she was like, yeah, everyone writes a song about me after we break up. And then Bella Thorne wrote that song. And then Tana and her, like, beefed over or whatever.
Again.
And then, you know how Tana was, like, I don't know if she's actually with that girl, Francesca, from mm-hmm. that show. And then Thorne just posted a TikTok with that girl, Francesca. So now it's just, like, a whole.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're talking about the girl from that, like, Netflix show.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh.
So now
I hated Tana's vlogs that she did, those 5-minute vlogs. I hated them.
I told myself that I would stop watching her content because she's very, very problematic, but it's just very entertaining. Like I watched her story time with Mindy. I like couldn't help myself.
It's but her story really times are so no, but for a while she was posting like Logan Paul vlogs for like
really?
A few months in the fall. It was so bad.
Yeah. Cause after her wedding thing, she kind of just became like irrelevant again.
She became so like she was doing fine. Like, all her videos were doing well. They were good. Like, I don't know why she stopped.
Yeah. But, flop. Oh, no, I heard that she got, like, banned for a month.
Oh, yeah, for a month. But, like, it's not, like, that really changed. Like, she just doesn't post anyways. Yeah. It's not, like...
I also went, did I tell you, I went to her show, like, last
yeah. year. Oh my god, it was yeah.
awful. It was so awful. She made us wait for an hour. She was like, I'm gonna give you guys some behind the scenes, some exclusive story times. Mm-hmm. She like came on stage for five, like she did a dance. They played like little clips of like her trying to learn the dance. Uh-huh. And then she did not give any story time. She like no one else, like she didn't even perform her good song. She performed yeah. like one random ass song. And then, yeah, that was it. And then she was just like, guys, mental health matters. And then she, like, walked off the stage. And the show was, like, 30 minutes. And she made us wait, like, an hour. It was so, so
it strange. Was.
But, yeah, it was pretty messy. And then.
I don't know. I just remember you coming back from, like, school. Or you coming to school the next day after that show. And I was, like, so excited to hear about it. And you were, like, it's trash. Like, I'm not supporting her anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, we paid, like, so much money for that. And it was just.
Yeah. Wasn't it all just for the MTV show? Which, by the way, like, wasn't yeah. even good for her.
And they also painted her out to be a bitch. Cause yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. She's pretty problematic. I also yeah. threw out my Hefner merch. Cause I was, like, I can't deal with this bitch anymore.
I still have my TanaCon merch.
You do? Oh my gosh, I remember that. I think that's how we became friends, because I saw
yeah, your probably.
TanaCon shirt, and then I was like, oh my gosh, like, you went? And you're like, yeah. I didn't go
because like I wanted to go, but I couldn't. And then they, after TanaCon, she still had the merch, but she sold it and all the proceeds went to charity. So I was like, oh sure, I'll buy it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Would you say you going viral was ultimately good or bad?
Well, I actually went viral twice, because the first time I went viral, it was like the very beginning of like the whole like TikTok, like
straight
TikTok,
yeah,
that whole thing. And so yeah, and I did this like TikTok, and it was like all like the straight TikToks, and it was like Avani and Addison, and I was like, clown, that's clown shit. And I did like M Mills and like Spenswa and like
all, oh my god, people. I remember, and that
that's where I got most of my followers from. I don't even know why they followed me. Maybe they thought I was gonna post alt content. I thought like I just really post dances and stuff, because I just like blew around
but, clown
but yeah, I got actually a lot of followers from that. And then yeah, but I don't get a lot of likes, obviously. I also like delete every single video.
Yeah, why'd you delete all the little pissy stuff?
Well, TikTok stresses me out so much. Like, I'll upload something and then I'll like rewatch it a million times and be like, oh, I didn't like my outfit in this video. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, my hair was so ugly in this video. Oh my gosh, I would just like psychoanalyze everything. Mm-hmm. And then I just like deleted all the videos off my account. And then mm-hmm. Now I'm like just starting to upload. I'm trying to make a promise to myself. It's not that serious. It's literally TikTok. It's not that serious. Like, it's not the end of the world. I just have to keep reassuring myself that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Right, this is a little bit. I have a confession. I'm a screen time addict. Wait.
I don't know. Looking at our screen time.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Trig, and I'm a screen time addict. All right, now let's. check our screen.
Week or day or
week?
Wait, more. Okay, okay.
Okay, mine. No, you're not gonna believe this.
No, I have a feeling mine is more, because I literally only go on TikTok. Like, that's my only.
No, you don't understand. Mine is 20% down. No, not 20%. It's wait. It's not loading.
I thought you say 20 hours. I was like,
wait, why is it not loading? I hate. Okay, you go first if it's working.
Okay, mine is 28% down from last week, and it's 7 hours and 7 minutes.
Oh, like, I'm almost double.
What the heck? Wait, what? Wait, how many hours do you have?
12.
That was actually during, like, prime quarantine when I would not sleep. I had, like, 14 hours.
Listen, that's down from last week.
That's so, do you not sleep?
Like, no,
do
you not? I get like plenty of sleep. I get like over 8 hours a night.
Wait, how do you have so many? Do you like do school? Like, did you work?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm being honest. I listen to podcasts all day. That's like all I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I listen to Emma Chamberlain's podcast. Have you listened to hers?
Yeah, I listen to hers. So what was like quarantine and everything like for you guys in New York? Because I know for me, like, I started seeing friends in June. When did you start seeing people?
Yeah, I started, like, the first time I saw people was my birthday, and then, but, like, that, I remember we were so crazy about it. We were like, 6 feet, 6 feet, like, make sure mask, like, all of that stuff.
And that's in June, right?
Yeah, that was in June, and then, like, I didn't see people for a while after, and I'd say, like, I started seeing, like, small groups of people after, like, in, like, July, August time, and I was supposed to quarantine, like, with my friends, then that just never, like, happened. Yeah, that's when I started seeing people, and yeah, and then now cases are getting, like, super, super bad again. All, like, all indoors now, and I know for the holidays, I know people that are, like, traveling and stuff, and that's
it's crazy. Even more. For a while, I was, like, seeing people up until late November, then I stopped, but then I realized that in my city, we have free rapid tests, so, like, anybody can get a rapid test for free, you just have to sign up, so, like, now when I want to see friends, we go and get rapid tested together. And then, like, still social distance and stuff because they can be wrong. But, like, then it's, like,
I don't know if we have that in New York.
I think, like, especially, like, I know in LA, all the TikTokers, like, it's $100 to get rapid tested. But here it's free for some reason. So
I don't know if we have that. Actually, I think we do. I only got tested once in, like, for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I tested negative. But I never got the antibody test.
Yeah.
Because my mom was, like, she's, like, oh, my gosh, it's so much work to, like, take everyone there. And, like, my brother's, like, are super high risk, so, like, going to the doctors for them, like, she doesn't want anyone to get, like, sick because
there's
so many germs.
Did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
Oh, are we gonna talk about social media addiction?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh. Perfect. Okay, y'all, we are all addicted to our phones, and I'm sure you know this, but I don't think you guys understand the level that we are. Okay, have you watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix?
No.
Okay, well, basically, this documentary on Netflix, and I know people that have watched this documentary, and they've, like, turned off their phones, and they've, like, thrown it away, and they're like, no, I can never do this. But they barely last because of this stuff. Like, the notifications on your phone, they, like, spark some, like, chemical.
Oh, some endorphins.
Yeah, something like
dopamine, that. Dopamine, yeah.
Yeah, dopamine levels. Mm-hmm. And you, like, have to click on that notification. You have to check your phone. Like, I know me, I'm guilty of this. Like, I'll be leaving my phone, like, in a room, like, away, like, so far away from me, and then I hear a ring. I drop whatever I'm doing, and I run to my phone, and I check on it because I'm literally addicted to seeing what is going on. And, like, even with, like, social media and just, like, comparing yourselves to, like, other people, like, it's so toxic because people are only putting out what they want you to see.
Yeah.
Like, all the people that you, like, follow and you look up to because you're like, oh my gosh, I love their aesthetic. Like, I want to be them. Like, that means that they're doing their job correctly because your job as an influencer is to
sell this
aesthetic to people, you know?
As you were saying that notification, I looked.
Yes. It's, like, literally so toxic. When I was watching The Social Dilemma, it's that there's, like, these four main, like, CEOs of, like, Facebook, whatever, like, Instagram, Snapchat, and, like, YouTube, let's say, and they're, like, pulling the strings behind everything because they make money off of it. They literally make money off of, like, your manipulation, your addiction to the notifications, like, your addiction to all of these apps, and also now with, like, Instagram where you can buy stuff, it just makes you coming back. They made it so that these, like, four main, like, CEOs can just, like, collect all your money from you. And the sad thing is that they're addicted to their phones too. Like, we are literally creating our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've seen Black Mirror, right?
Yeah,
like, that is just crazy to me because I feel like Black Mirror is a show that warns us about what the future of our generations are going to look like if we continue to, like, use our phones at this rate. And, like, I know that I've never been one of those people that is like, oh my gosh, I'm, like, logging off of social media, like, I'll be back, like, whatever, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, deleting all my social media. I know I never last. Like, I know it, like, literally our screen time. Like, it's not normal for us to be spending, like, I mean, 12, I have, like, 6 hours.
12 hours.
12 hours on TikTok. Also, TikTok's a whole nother thing.
No, TikTok, I don't go on TikTok that much. I'm not on TikTok. I'm probably on TikTok, like, an hour a day or 12, okay. two, maybe, maybe three. I don't know.
Okay. But TikTok trains you yeah. for your attention span to be literally so small. Because let me tell you, you have one topic for 15 seconds, switches another topic for 15 seconds, switches another topic for 15 seconds. As you scroll, it trains you to shorten your, yeah. Your attention span. I found myself, I can't even sit through 60-second TikToks. Not to mention how, like, what's it called? How, like, desensitized we are to death and things mm-hmm. like that. Like, you, like, look, turn on the news and you say something like, it's like, oh, another person dies. Like, mm-hmm. like you're just not fazed by it because right. it's, like, something that is just, like, being thrown at you constantly that you don't have time, to process, like,
yeah.
a human, like, life was, like, actually taken. Like, it's just... it's just very crazy. And the thing is that, well, go what you're
gonna say. Yeah. Well, like, especially, like, another thing that, like, adds to the addiction is, like, everyone, TikTok is known that it's actually not supposed to addict the users. It's supposed to addict the creators, even though it does both now. So, like, basically, if you get a ton of views one time, then you're going to come back to try and get more, but they always give you a little bit less so that you keep coming back and back. It's just like it's just like a drug. And so yeah. like, I know that Instagram recently changed their algorithm so that you get like, you get your photos like sent out to like half of the people you were previously, which is like just doing the same thing. They're copying TikTok now, which is like, and they have like Instagram Reels now. So like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the companies are trying to like also piggyback off of the whole TikTok thing. Like Snapchat yeah. has like a TikTok feature, Instagram has Reels, but yeah, that's crazy. No, yeah, because you see like the creators and they're like, I know a lot of creators have like spoken out about this, how they're, or like, you know that trend that's going around where it's like my thoughts and it's like all like their thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw like Sienna and like a couple other like TikTokers were saying like, oh my gosh, did I post today? Why did this post do good? Like, all of my posts are like flopping.
And I'm stuff. Shadow banned. Like, no, yeah, that's just the point of TikTok. True. That's what they do on purpose.
Yeah, they do so that you like, you know, you put out like more content so that the CEO of TikTok, whoever they may be, like makes that money and like is yeah. basically profiting off of like
your addiction. Yeah.
Yeah, and your addiction to it. So yeah.
And that's yet, what. I'm still gonna be using it.
Yep, and like, so am I. And it's like, yeah. I mean, like, if you take away something from this and you say, oh, I'm never gonna go on TikTok again, good for you, but you're not gonna last. You're not gonna last. I yeah. can guarantee you that. Yeah.
It's yeah. part of a lot, most people's lives right now. Yeah, it's crazy.
And also, if you're listening to this, you should totally watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. It will completely freak you out. I know.
And also, moral of this episode, you're actually this is actually healthy for you to listen to this because it's lengthening your
attention span.
Yeah,
also, yeah, also about attention span, I don't know, are you taking the SAT or the ACT soon?
ACT. Okay. But I might take both.
Okay, well, you need like a pretty long attention span because all those tests are about like focus and knowing
right
that. And it's mm-hmm. all about focus and stuff. And like, if you can't focus on that passage, yeah. like, I don't know why I can't. I have to take breaks between every passages because my attention span is zip, zero, nothing. So yeah, I have to work yeah. on that. But
all
yeah,
right,
I know people that have. Oh, sorry.
No, you're right.
People that literally have had to take like Adderall that are not prescribed Adderall, but like they literally have to take it for yeah. yes, because their attention span is shit.
Right. Yeah. All right, Anne. Well, I think we should just take a quick break and we'll be right back with some snap questions.
Okay.
Advertisement. Have I told you about Shein? Shein is the best, the cheapest online clothing and lifestyle retailer I have ever found. Shein sells some of my favorite clothing that is up to date on literally every trend. For example, cow print. When you go to Shein and look up cow print, there is 378 results. You guys, I am not kidding. This is the real deal. Oh, by the way, a literal cami top, which could not be more in right now, is $5. They are not messing around, you guys. When you go to the link in my description of this episode right now, you can check out the New Year's deals that are anywhere from 30 to 80% off site-wide.
I know I'm making a big deal about this, guys, but if you haven't ordered from Shein before, I totally recommend it. Again, you can go to the link in my description of this episode to check out the amazing deals. And I just want to thank Shein so much for sponsoring this episode.
Today's episode is sponsored by Scentbox. I have been talking about it on my YouTube channel. I've been talking about how I've been getting super into fragrances. Example, perfumes, colognes, etc. And the thing about fragrances is that they're super expensive. Well, high quality ones. And if I'm gonna get super obsessed with something, I'm gonna go all in. The fact that we're in a pandemic makes it super hard to be into fragrances right now. Normally, you could just go to a store, smell some fragrances, and decide which ones you wanna buy. But right now, every store does not have testers. So there's no way to know what fragrance you are buying before you buy it, and you could end up spending $60 to $100 on a perfume that you end up hating. Scentbox is the perfect solution. So listen, Scentbox will send you a new fragrance every single month that is designer. They have brands like Gucci, Marc Jacobs. They have celebrity fragrances like Britney Spears. They have like everything you could literally want. Yves Saint Laurent. The mispronunciation was real, but whatever. You get what I'm saying. They'll send you a new fragrance every month of 0.3 ounces, which is a little bit bigger or smaller than a travel size, depending, for a cheap, cheap price, $14.95 a month. And here is where it gets better. For your first month, you can get a designer fragrance. Yeah, that can include literal Gucci, you guys, for $9.72. with free exchanges and shipping. And if you don't like it after the first month and you realize, oh my God, wait, this is like my signature perfume and I just wanna buy the full one, guess what? You can cancel it any time. If you wanna learn more about Scentbox or just wanna get right into it, you can go to the link in my description for $5 off your first month. Actually, you know what? A little bit more than $5 off. All right, guys, we're back.
We are back.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed that message from whoever it was. Are you ready to get into some whip questions?
Sure.
All right. I don't have that many because I was lazy.
Okay.
All right. First, favorite zodiac sign.
Oh, does that have to be rapid? Do I have to go fast?
I just call it whip questions. You don't have to go fast.
Okay. I'm a Gemini, by the way. I'm a Gemini cool. Sun. I'm a Leo rising and I'm a Sagittarius moon.
Awesome.
So analyze me. I actually have the same big three as Donald Trump, which is fucking terrifying.
It's oh my God.
Literally embarrassing.
That's but scary.
Anyways, my favorite zodiac sign. I'm friends with most Libras and Aries.
I love Aries.
Yeah. We're not supposed to like each other, though, because you're a Pisces.
I know.
I like three
Pisces. One of my closest friends is a Gemini, though. Like, I'm close with so many Geminis. It's weird. Yeah. It's, like, wrong.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like Libras and Aries the most. Mm-hmm. And Capricorns. I've never had an issue with a Capricorn ever in my life. Capricorns are the most chill. The only thing I don't like about Capricorns is boring. How they don't open up to you and it sucks, but they don't. But yeah, I like Capricorns, Libras, and Aries.
Cool. Least favorite zodiac sign? Watch it. I'm kidding.
Okay, guys. Do they know that you're a triple Pisces?
I am a triple Pisces. Okay. That's correct.
My least favorite, I feel like I kind of hate everybody. I'm also Gemini, so that means like I switch off of who I like. I'm one person today, another person another day, so it like kind of switches all the time.
I just took a test yesterday and it told me that my true zodiac sign is Gemini, so I don't know.
Oh really? I tried doing that too and I was Gemini. Oh, I also get along really well with other Geminis.
Oh, so okay.
I don't have a least favorite. I mean, I'm trying to think of anyone that, the only person that's ever really screwed me over, oh. Male Libras.
Oh,
male Libras. Uh-huh. You guys are literally fucking manipulating as bitches.
Oh my God. It's going to be so funny to hear all these bleeps. Like, it's actually going to be the funniest thing I've ever.
Yeah. I like female Libras. but I hate male Libras.
Or maybe just all Libras in general. They all. I mean, yeah. I love some of them. But
yeah, my best friend is a Libra, but she does not act like it at all. She's a rising Capricorn and a moon Capricorn, and she acts way more like a Capricorn than
a Libra. Gotcha.
So yeah.
All right. Fave like trend right now.
Like clothing trend or like
sure trend? Whatever trend you want to talk about.
Did I say friend or trend?
Trend. Okay. Whatever trend you want to talk about. It can be anything.
Clothing wise, I like baggy jeans. I like how we completely disown skinny jeans.
I agree 100%.
I like baggy jeans. I like the mani bags we have here. I really want one of those fluffy bags, like the fluffy crossbody.
Get one. They're going out.
Yeah, I know. There's like a new style that's like kind of approaching.
Have yeah, those
like tops and stuff like that.
Yeah, those bags they're going out as we speak. That's do not get
true.
One.
It's kind of true, but I really like them.
I got one and it didn't come till October, and I ordered it in August because I order on like Skech websites, but like it came in October, and by then it was too late, so I just got rid of it.
Yeah,
I didn't throw it away, guys.
Also, the color brown is really in right now.
Yes. Okay. That is my biggest thing right now. I love the color brown. And
it was so underrated for so long, but now she's getting a chance to shine.
And in June, I went to like Urban, and there was like one pair of brown Dickies, and it was before brown started coming in. And I'm so glad that I got them because they're like, they're so, and they have contrast stitching, which I really love. Like that. I love that.
I have a pair like that, but it's like black and white. But what else? Oh, I just had it. I like, the color brown. I don't know. I think that's it.
I like those yoga pants that Emma Chamberlain wore, but I don't like them on anyone else.
I could see that. Yeah, but I do like the little flare moment. Yeah. That's cute.
Oh yeah, I love flare pants in general.
Oh, also the whole 90s. I really like how all the like early 2000s, like 90s.
Yes, back. Literally.
You're juicy.
Yeah,
you're
literally.
Juicy. I see you wearing that like every picture.
I wear it like I have so many. I have so many. No, but I want them to sponsor. They better sponsor me.
No, yeah, but I love the whole like the 90s catalogs. I think that's really, really cute.
Yeah.
I love this on my Pinterest. Check out my Pinterest.
And yes.
XX Heart for all my fave fashion trends.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, wait. What is one thing you want everyone to know about you that they don't know already?
That they don't know? I'm obsessed with anything thrilling. Like, I want to learn how to surf so badly. Mm. Like, I want to learn how to surf so bad. I love roller coasters. Do you like roller coasters?
Yeah.
Okay, I love roller coasters.
I love roller coasters.
I like hiking, like zip lining.
Oh, I love hiking.
Like, all of that fun stuff.
Scary movies?
No, I can't do scary
movies. Oh.
But I like thrilling stuff, like adventure. Stuff, I guess. I really wanted a jet ski for my birthday.
Ooh, where would you use it?
My dad lives like on the beach.
Oh.
Yeah, so I wanted to get a jet ski, but I didn't get it, obviously. But I really want to learn how to jet ski. Mm. And yeah, I'm obsessed with like anything thrilling and exciting and stuff like that.
All right, so I just thought of this. A lot of people are obviously romanticizing New York City on TikTok. And I feel like if I were a native New Yorker, that would piss me off. So what do you have to say to those people?
I mean, okay. I think I have like a biased perspective because I've literally was born here and I was raised here my whole life. I live in Brooklyn. And I feel like I've just been used to it. Like I literally have been going to the city like every day, like since I was whatever age. Like, you know, if you take the train, you're exposed to it all. And I don't understand why it has such a hype. Maybe that's just been because it's all I've ever known. So maybe if I lived in like, from like the outside and I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, it's such a cool city. Like maybe I'd have a different perspective, but it's just something I've known my whole life. So I don't really see like the hype about it, but I definitely think I definitely think that there are like some moments where, you know, you're like in Times Square or like seeing a Broadway show.
Right, right.
Like just seeing like the, oh, this one time I did a helicopter ride over all of New York City, and that was like so epic, and you just get to see like the beauty of the city, and also
yeah,
going to like see Broadway shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like
the school you go to is so close to Times Square, you kind of see it like constantly.
Yeah. And what else? Also, yeah, going to Broadway shows and doing, oh yeah, and just like people watching on the train. Like that's what I really like about, you know, like New York City. But it also is kind of, there's a good side and there's a bad side to every city. The bad side is like smelly, like it literally smells like shit.
People mug people.
Oh my gosh, did you get jumped?
Yeah, you remember that?
Oh my gosh, I never got a job. I got solicited though. Some man was like, can I spend 1 hour with you? I said, no, sir. He followed me like around the train station.
And wasn't it in like Tribeca or some like really like you would think safe place?
No, or was that it was in Times Square.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. So I've obviously get catcalled and like men are fucking creepy. Ugh,
literally.
Yeah. Also, we have like the most segregated school system in New York City.
It's and
also,
awful.
Gentrification is another really large problem. We have a homelessness problem. Our police force is literally is considered a military on a geographic scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there's good sides and there's bad sides to every city, but yeah, I think when I'm older, I want to go to like Boston for college. Yeah,
same. Oh my God. Same. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go?
I've always wanted to go to Boston University.
Same. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, no way. Wait.
This is crazy. But I mean, I want to go for like a BFA in musical.
Same.
Wait, you don't do musical theater?
No. Oh no, in acting. I thought no, okay. But like a BFA.
Musical theater. So I'm looking at like a bunch of schools, but I've always, since I was little, I took like one trip to Boston and I loved it.
I just love Boston. I lived in Boston for 3 years when I was really little, and I literally,
I remember talking about that.
It's so good. It's so good. I think I like it more than New York just because it's more nostalgic.
And nicer.
It is nice. It's nice. The subways are easier. Well, kind of. Some of them. Like, it's just, yeah, mm-hmm. It's great. And it's like an old city, which I love.
Yeah. So, but we'll see where like, you know, life kind of takes us. But I want to do mm-hmm. like college outside, either in like, I know Michigan has like good schools for like BFA musical theater, and like Boston and Texas and like all those places, or maybe even Florida, California. But then I definitely want to come back and move into a city and have an apartment in this city, because I live in Brooklyn. I also live in like a town that's literally considered Staten Island 2.0. So if you know what that is.
Oh yeah, like, yeah.
You know, yeah. I live.
Yeah,
in
you're basically in Staten Island.
I'm really close to Staten Island, so I want to move like closer to. Into the city.
Yeah. Recently on TikTok, I've been seeing this phenomenon of people being nostalgic about the original quarantine. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh my gosh, bruh, my
I
hate it. I did not shower. I showered every like 3 weeks maybe, and my mental health was actually deteriorating.
I feel like it's it's gotta be like 10-year-olds that are nostalgic that like didn't.
Yeah. How are you nostalgic? I was so
the thought of whipped coffee makes me want to cry. Like,
yeah, and those sounds literally PTSD.
And then,
what's the other thing?
Like, not even exactly.
My sleep schedule was. I never slept. I would fall asleep at like 11 in the morning, and I'd wake up at like 4 p.m. I felt like shit all the time. I was groggy. I was gross. I was smelly. I don't understand why.
And when I say PTSD and not diagnosed, but not an exaggeration either.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was my respect for quarantine went.
Literally.
But I hated it. And the fact that also it was like my year in New York ruined. Like for me, since I'm like not a New Yorker, like so much worse.
Yeah,
but that's that. Well, I can't think of anything else to talk about unless you can.
Oh, you don't have any more questions?
No, I'm out.
I mean, I think that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I guess you can plug all your
Oh
stuff.
my gosh. Oh, I recently started a YouTube channel, so check that out.
Yes.
I have a whopping 22 viewers on
Yes.
one.
She's famous or whatever.
I'm gonna start uploading more, so
Good.
don't worry. But yeah, my YouTube channel is Anne Hart. My Instagram is Anne M Hart, and that's AnneMHART, as well as my TikTok is Anne M Hart. And if you want to add me on Snapchat, it's cray underscore minion. Don't judge, I made it in like
Yes.
sixth grade.
And I'll have all of that linked in the episode description. Thank you guys so much for listening all the way through. Thank you for coming on, Anne.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Yes, of
So
course.
much fun.
I'd love to have you back at some point. Please go make sure to support my sponsors if you want, and if I have any. And I think that's it. Do you have anything else to say?
I don't have anything else. Thank you guys for listening and
Yeah.
tuning in.
All right. Bye, guys.